He was still alive, but his little haunches, his hips, you know, were broken. The fall had smashed them, and the water was too deep for him, so he was paddling with just his two front little paws to keep up, to keep alive. He paddled all the way around in a little circle until he saw this little ledge kind of rock sticking out next to the wall, and he paddled over, his little paws just churning, until he got there, and then he just dug and clawed and scrambled up there, all the way on top of it, where he could rest a little, and where I could see his little hips all crushed.
She shook her head to clear it, gritting her teeth. She began to talk more quickly, anxious to get it over with.
But the rock he was on was too small, even for him, and he was so tiny. It was wet, too, from the water and from the blood, and slippery. He fell back in when he twisted around to try and lick away the pain. But instead of getting right back up there, he seemed to be lost, and he paddled around some more until I yelled down to him to get back on the rock. And when he heard my voice, he looked up at me, right into my eyes, and whimpered for help.
She stopped abruptly. She buried her face in her hands. When she looked back up, she was a ghost.
He whimpered all the time from then on. Every time he paddled, he let out this pitiful little yelp, and every time he got back up on the rock where he could catch his breath, he would howl up to me to come get him and save him. There was no way to do that, just no way. It was too deep, and I didn't have a ladder or a rope, and even if I'd had one, it was too far for me to climb. So all I could do was sit there and listen and watch him paddle and dig and scramble his way back up onto that rock, and then, in just a second or two, slide back into the water. Pretty soon the water was red, and he was such a tiny puppy. He couldn't lose that much blood and live, but he did. It was like a, I don't know, like a little motor paddling around and around like he could always do it.
She looked at us as if pleading, back and forth into our dead, frozen eyes.
But he couldn't. He couldn't. He wasn't a motor. He wasn't a machine. He was a puppy. I could hear how it hurt him. He was in agony. But he just kept on, paddling and climbing up and slipping back down into that red water and blood. Sometimes his little head would just disappear for a few seconds, but he'd always come right back up again. At first, I admired him so. Oh, I thought he was the bravest, most noble little thing I had ever seen. To keep at it like that. But after a while, after the first hour, I mean, there was just no... I just hated him. I hated him because he wouldn't die. He was putting me through it too, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. I mean, there was just no way. And...
Her voice cracked, broke. There was no way to stop it. But she told the rest of it through her aching.
I went to the garden, the rock garden Mom was making, and I got the biggest rocks I could carry, and I took them back to the well, and I sat there at the edge, and I threw them at him until he was dead. I crushed his head with them.